Surprises!
Okay, so this week, poor old Steve copped a little bit of grief from Tanya and myself.
And as you can see, both my mates feel pain for me in their laughter. You having a good time, you two?
Great time.
We'll get to those moments soon, but first, Tanya told Steve this week she spotted some teddy bears on Cessnock Road near the Neath Hotel. And these bears came with an X rating.
There were teddy bears, but they weren't picnicking. Some sexual deviant in the Neath area.
Right.
They are engaged in activity on the side of the road for all to see.
How many bears?
There's two.
Okay.
Describe the position.
Well, I can't really because it's so naughty, but one bear is seated.
Okay.
And the other bear is not. The other.
Okay.
Hang on. Did one of the bears trip over and fall on the lap?
Pretty much.
Okay.
As they were going for their teddy bears picnic.
Put it more in your mind, Bryce.
Got it.
Wasn't people dressed up?
No. Okay. No, because they were there again yesterday.
You said you saw it twice, Tanya, so it hasn't been changed.
No, I saw it Saturday morning on the way out to the vineyards.
Yeah.
Again yesterday.
Mm.
And the bears were still at it.
Wow.
I said to my husband, look, they last.
Today's the day the teddy bears have fun with each other.
Bulldogs coach Trent Barrett. He lost his gig this week and it got Tanya and Steve thinking this.
Could be a coach.
Honestly.
Seriously? We all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But like, wow.
Yeah, it's not the most stable of occupations.
No.
It must be at the very bottom of bank managers' lists of approvals for home loans, wasn't it?
The only thing above it, literally the only thing above it, would be breakfast announcements.
Exactly.
Yeah, both the most stable
positions.
Yeah, Tanya, Steve and Trent Barrett go in for a loan. It's the start of a joke.
Speaking of home loans, Tanya and Steve asked 25-year-old Nadia about the Coalition's first home loan scheme, whereby you draw money out of your super for a deposit. And they got this response.
I'm not 100% sold on touching the super. That's a massive mistake for anyone to touch this, especially someone our age as well.
But you know what's amazing about that? That at 25 and 27, Nadia and her partner actually do take super seriously.
Yeah, true.
I didn't even think about super until I was about 30.
Yep. Still don't.
Well, you still don't.
No.
No, because you just...
Because you're going to lose half of it.
Risey, don't laugh when you say that.
Risey, the laughter in your voice has really upset me.
Sorry, Steve.
In
fact, I would have preferred... I would have preferred
for you,
to not be part of this entire conversation because everything everyone has said has upset me.
Come
it's
here.
Like, I've saved all this money for a deposit. I know I haven't done anything for 2 years, but I'm... Oh, he's dead. Oh, well.
Okay, I think we need to go to a break and I'm going to give Steve a cuddle.
Life is short. Go for your life.
Newsreader Hamish told Tanya and Steve this week that the two major political parties have less support than ever, with the minor party growing in popularity.
When you say independence,
yep.
we're talking about parties like the Legalised Marijuana Party, which, because I voted yesterday, that was on the ballot.
Yeah, look, let's rejig that to a promo. Hi, I voted yesterday. The Legalised Marijuana Party.
No, yeah.
Just recut that for me, please, Ryan.
Yeah, we sure can do that, Steve.
Should we laugh and I'll worry? Because I voted yes, marijuana, so you do have a party.
Okay. Let's do this. So, Tanya, I hear you voted early. Just wondering, who got the number one on your ballot paper?
The Legalised Marijuana Party, which I voted yesterday.
How very progressive of you, Tanya.
He goes like a high. He goes like a high.
But no, really, Steve, he wants to know.
Who are you voting for, T?
I'm not telling you. And like I won't tell my husband, because I've already voted. But the conversation in my house, we just don't talk about it because we have very different views.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a hotbed of messiness if we get into a political discussion, Michael and I. We've got the same end goal, but we've just got different ways of getting there. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. We have similar values of what we'd like to see happen.
Different people will bring those values.
Yeah, we argue about that all the time.
Yeah.
So in our house, it's better not to talk about politics 100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Better off talking sex and religion.
Yes.
This week, Steve asked Tanya if she'd heard of the crazy new trend where parents, soon after the birth of a child, store and eat their baby's placenta.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, of course I have. Yeah.
What is with that?
Looks like a
pizza, I'll give you that, but still.
I've never actually seen one.
Yeah, they're not good.
No.
They look like a pizza.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to get this out of the way.
And I, really... I don't know where Steve's getting his pins from, Daniel.
I so quickly wanted to move
Daniel
on, Rose.
And
notice I didn't. I'm thinking if I move on quickly, Rosie won't say anything.
It
goes perfectly round with olives.
Please don't tell us where you do get your pizzas because they'll go out of business very quickly.
Yes, they will.
Nothing wrong with a cheese and placenta. Delivered.
I didn't think they were flat.
They're not flat.
There you go.
I had to iron it out. Oh, no, I just realised maybe it wasn't a placenta.
It was a pizza.
Perfectly round with olives.
All covered in cheese.
Nothing wrong with a cheese and placenta.
Made out of placenta.
Delivered.
For Tanya and Steve.
And this is where I owe Steve G an apology. Another one. I googled pictures of placenta after this, and he's right. Whack a bit of cheese, toppings on it, you've got yourself a pizza. I'll never doubt you again. Hey, can we play a little game here, Tanya?
The one thing I'll never do again is... dot, dot, dot.
Ah. Oh. What's yours?
Get married.
I'm sure Michael's happy about that. Steve?
Mine's same as yours to a degree.
Really?
Yeah, I'd never get divorced again. Costs a fortune. I'll never go to a client function with you again. I'm not kidding. Every time we go to one, she says something that's ridiculously embarrassing. I've stood there with people that we've just met. She's going, you know what camels give you?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that story.
Syphilis.
And finally, the day came this week where Steve told Tanya that he was going to visit baby Mila, EP Nikki's beautiful baby girl who's 4 months old now.
For many listeners who have made comment that I haven't made time to visit our grandchild.
EP Nikki's baby.
Because I was told I have to have a whooping cough needle.
Yes.
Hadn't got around to it, but I'm going to say it on air now to everyone. I have booked in for Thursday to get it.
Okay, should I tell him now or will I tell him Friday, Rise?
Yeah, tell him now, Tanya.
You don't need to have the whooping cough needle.
Yeah, she said I had to have one.
No. That's if you wanted to see her
within the first
few weeks of life.
If there's anyone out there that would like me to visit their newborn, will be whooping cough free as from Thursday.
Well, 2 weeks from Thursday, because that has to be in your system for 2 weeks.
Oh, for God's sake!
Rosie's Rewind.
Find local, reliable and quality trades and services at tradienetwork.com.au.
Triple M's, tenure.